I'm Maria. This is Friar Roderick for AirMaria.com, and we're here in the Liaison Hotel in D.C. We have a very special guest here, Lila Rose. How are you doing, Lila?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. Now, you had a talk here at the American Life League conference here. How'd that go?
It went well. We had technical difficulties at the beginning, but thankfully the talk was about exposing abortion and the abortion industry and how we each have the responsibility and the opportunity to stand up to defend the most defenseless, the unborn.
Yes, and you are using an opportunity, a technological opportunity, right?
That's correct. We, with Live Action, we try to use new media to be a movement for life. And so we do YouTube videos, we use do investigative means, we have a magazine. We come up with every kind of creative way we can, an angle, to educate, to communicate the truth about abortion.
And some of the truths are what? That the problems with abortion and the immorality of abortion.
Well, there's twofold here with two different kinds of victims of abortion, two main victims. The primary victim is an unborn child. And so our goal is to go into communities, go into churches where a lot of people don't know the truth about abortion, and to show that victim of the unborn, show even that the bloody image of abortion, so people will see that this is a problem. They'll actually recognize that abortion is happening. Most people won't even believe it, that it happens in our nation. That's what abortion looks like. So that's one aspect. The other aspect is to look at the victim as the girl or as the woman who's going into these abortion clinics and being manipulated, being lied to, and being told that abortion is the solution. And so we go undercover, and I've gone undercover, to see what they're telling women behind the closed doors of these abortion clinics.
And what are some of these efforts you have done as far as what have you exposed?
Well, quite a few things. I've been in dozens of Planned Parenthoods and different abortion clinics across the country now, undercover, sometimes posing as a very young girl, saying that she was in a situation of sexual abuse with an older man, and they're required by law, abortion providers, teachers, everyone, to report that to police because it's a crime and that girl needs to be protected. But again and again, abortion providers like Planned Parenthood are just looking at the girl, not obeying the statutory mandatory reporting laws for sexual abuse, and instead sending this little girl with an abortion, cleaning her out, giving her a bag of condoms, sending her right back to the sexual abuser.
So that's not pro-woman, is it, or pro-choice?
No, it's not pro-woman, and it's not pro-choice either. I mean, the only solution for such a girl in the eyes of these people that are just obsessed with abortion is abortion. And that's really some of the lawlessness and the abuse that you find in these clinics across the country.
Yeah, it does seem to be an obsession with abortion, and so all the considerations of propriety and decency are gone.
That's so true. I mean, as Father Frank Pavone says, in the practice of vice, of abortion, of murder, how can there be virtue? And it's no surprise we find all these corruptions and abuses in the abortion industry.
Do you think it's become a religion, abortion, and the whole immorality in general?
It could be. It depends how you would define religion. But I think some people are so immersed in a lifestyle, a culture of self-seeking, of pleasure-seeking, of not being tied to a higher law or a higher purpose. And really those lives are miserable. Right. And that's part of the contraception culture. That's part of the materialist culture, the secular culture that we're right now just ingrained in. And we need to fight against it and just say, how wonderful life is, the gift of life, how wonderful it is, the freedom of living for God, and the joy that provides. So that message, that positive message, is something that we can just proclaim with joy and say, live for God, live obedience to God. Obedience is freedom.
It's so freeing and it's so positive, all these messages that we're hearing today. And, you know, I also see how you also portray the bad side of things, too, very well, as far as how the graphic images of abortion, that's very powerful, too.
Right. We showed a preview of one of our coming projects called Here's the Blood.
Thank you.
of Here's the Blood is to illustrate the truth, the cold, gory truth of what abortion does to a child. Because in the history of social reform and civil rights movements, images have driven the debate and driven the argument home that these are human beings, they deserve personhood, and we need to end abortion and return the rights to life for the unborn.
That's right. You had a very good presentations of some of the most powerful symbols of that, as far as images of blacks and the American Indians and the Holocaust victims in Germany, all about the loss of personhood, and that was very effective.
Good. I'm glad to hear that. Good.
And so what you're doing basically is showing the bad news and the good news after that, right?
That's right. I mean, the bad news is, look at all of the things that man has done to man.
Right.
Look at all the horrible atrocities that we've committed in our history, and today that we commit and we turn a blind eye to.
Right.
But the wonderful news is, first of all, there's healing.
Right.
for that what man does to man.
Right.
And there's beyond healing, there's movement to live life,
right,
to fully embrace life. And that's the message of the church, the message of Christ, and I hope it will be the message, continue to be the message of the pro-life movement.
Well, very good. I hope that's how history plays out, that we'll look back in a very positive light.
Let's pray for that. We'll pray that is how history will play out.
Well, thank you very much, Lila. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Thank you. I'm Maria. This is Friar Roderick for AmMaria.com, and God bless you.